Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, thankful and grateful to God for all of those who are joining us on tonight to hear from this phenomenal woman, Teresa Myers. We met each other through Facebook. Amen. So for all you all who think Facebook is wrong, I am here to tell you that it's not wrong. It's a wonderful venue to connect you to some people that God would desire you be connected to. And what you do with it after that, don't blame him for it. Amen. As I stated, we're here. This is an entrepreneur. This is a woman of God. This is someone that, although I've not met her face-to-face, just by her spirit and what I've seen God do through her, I know that she loves God and she loves God's people. And that's why she's here on tonight. And I'm not going to say much more. I'm going to turn it over to you, my sister, and allow you to introduce yourself, and then we'll just go from there. Amen?
Yes, ma'am. Well, hi, everybody. My name is Teresa Myers. And I currently live in Junction City, Kansas. I'm originally from North New Jersey. I'm a city girl, and now I'm living in the Midwest. I got through Kansas by way of the military. I served in the Army for about 6 years, and then I got out of the military shortly after I had my daughter. And I didn't want to go back home because of that type of environment that I grew up in. I really liked Kansas, so I decided to make Kansas my home, and I went back to school for a little bit, and then I got my job working on Pulse as a human resource specialist, and I did that for 8 years. During my 8 year span doing HR work, maybe about the last 2 years, I began to have some struggles with if I wanted to stay at this job. I kept questioning myself, is this what you want to do for the next 20 years? Is this really, you know, is this it? Like, is this my life? Like, is this what I'm going to do? I'm going to retire from this job. You know, what else do I want to do with my life? And I began to talk to my husband. My husband had recently medically retired from the Army as well. He has served 14 and a half years. So we were transitioning. I began to get fearful about some things because I had this great job and it was paying me really well, but that's not what I wanted to do. And after talking with him and praying with him and, you know, just, you know, I went to my pastor with a few things. And, I mean, it was 2 years in the making. You know, when I started feeling this way, it wasn't where I just up and just quit my job. It was it was a process. And yay. Me and my husband, we both decided after deep meditation and prayer that, okay, I'm going to go ahead and resign from my job of 8 years. Now, that by doing that, that cut, you know, our income in totally, like, you know, my husband wasn't working. Now I'm not working. God, I know that you got me. You know, I know that God has me because I know that he wouldn't have me quit my job and not be able to sustain for my family and take care of my family. And I really had no, and to this day, I still have not one lack of trust in God. I just don't waver in my faith. I believe God. I believe that if God told me this is what I should be doing as far as walking away from that to step into something else, then I'm going to believe God for that. And that's what I did. And honestly, I had no clue that I could sew. Not at all. I'm a creative person anyway. I do arts and crafts with my kids. I do all kinds of stuff like that. So I have been following this one lady, and she's like a sewing phenom. Like, she can sew anything. And I just really got inspired by her. And so I was talking to my husband one day. I said, I'm going to get in sewing. You know, I'm like, I said, I'm going to see if I can sew me something one day. You know, just kind of talking. And one thing that I appreciate about my husband, when he hears me, he is like my number one supporter. He always supports anything that I've done. And I guess he heard me and ranting about me wanting to sew. And so for our anniversary last year, I came home, and there was a sewing machine sitting on my bed. And I was like,
Praise
oh, God. My God. So now I knew, like, okay, so he must see something for him to really just kind of go out there and buy this sewing machine for me. And so now I'm like, okay, he must see something. I think he kind of put a little fire under me, too, because sometimes I'll talk it, and I'm like, okay, then I'll kind of just forget about it. And when he did that, I'm like, okay, he might see something that I see, but I'm not really too sure about because it's unknown territory for me. I know nothing about sewing, nothing. I don't even know how to thread my machine, nothing. And so I decided to sign myself up to a class just to kind of learn the basics, you know, how to operate a machine and, you know, all the terminology. And once I did that, I kind of just used my own family. I used my best friend as, like, my my model. Hey, let me get your measurements. Let me try some stuff out. And it just kind of blossomed from there. And I knew, and I haven't even been sewing a year. It's not even a year yet.
Wow.
And I know for a fact, without a shadow of a doubt, that God has blessed my hand. I know that to be true. Because I can look at some of the things that I made, and I know that, you know, but to, you know, to still consider myself a beginner, I don't even think I'm an intermediate. I still consider myself a beginner because there is so much I need to learn. But to see where God has brought me from to, you know, where I'm at now, I know it's nobody but God. I created the Sewrissa page, and it wasn't even to solicit to try to get people to buy anything. It wasn't even like that. I wanted to, you know, just kind of showcase my journey and my love for fashion because I love fashion anyway. So it was just a page that I created. You know, one night I was just sitting in, I was in the house bored, and so I'm, you know, I'm going to make a page and just kind of showcase my, you know, sewing journey from where I started to, you know, where I'm at, things that I make. I'll just put it out there. And it just went through the roof. I mean, literally. And I mean, people started. And in the beginning, people were really asking me then, like, how can you make me this? Can you make me that? Can you make me this? And in the beginning, I was like, no, because to be honest, I was kind of insecure about my work. Like, because I'm like, I'm a beginner. Like, people like my stuff. Like, that's how I was thinking. Like, okay, people really like my stuff. Like, but I wasn't selling anything. That wasn't what I did at first. I was like, no, not yet. Mm-hmm. You know, let me keep working on it. And so I did something for my best friend. And she was like, girl, you good. She was like, you should really think about, you know, doing this, you know, on the side. You know, you got it. You do it. And so I said, okay. So I said, the next person that asked me, I'm going to do it. And I did. And they loved it. And then it just kind of went from there. And, you know, that person told the next person. And then the next person, you know, and the page just went crazy. I was like, okay, God,
yeah,
you do it.
Yeah.
None of my doing. It is all God. You know, I try to be upfront on my page. I try to be personable, you know, where people can kind of get a piece of who I am through my words. I try to do videos here and there just so people can just see who I am. I don't try to be like anybody else. I just be who I'm supposed to be. I'm thankful for God. You know, I'm thankful to him because he gave me a gift, and he gives us all gifts. We all got a gift, contrary to what people may think.
Yeah.
Each and every last one of us has a gift that God has given us, and we have no idea until we tap into it. It is so many gifts that all of us have, and we don't even know it until we kind of get out of our comfort zone and just, you know, try it and just step out and do it. And I'm just a living witness. If you just believe God and you step out on things that you think that you cannot do, even though you know God has told you to do it, watch God do it. Watch God work in your life, you know. And that's who I am. That's who I am.
Yeah. I hear you, and I so appreciate it. One of the first things you said is that even when you were sharing with your husband about making the decision to transition from having employment and knowing where an expected check was going to be coming from, to leave that behind and to fully rely on God, because his word tells us that you'll never see the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And you stated also that you trust him and that your faith has increased as you've gone through this process. And I think that stuck out to me, because I think a lot of times, you know, you said it too, that we all have gifts. We all have purpose. And they say that the wealthiest place on the earth is the graveyard, because too many people have gone to the grave with untapped potential still in them.
Exactly.
So when you talk about process and you talk about purpose, it's important that people know that when you are desiring to do what God has spoken, that he could allow it to manifest overnight. But if we let it manifest overnight, like some other things in our lives have instantly appeared, we won't hold tight to that thing, and we won't take care of it the same way we would that if we had to work for it. So I bless God for you talking about the process. And I thank God, too, because you didn't make this decision alone. Because you are a wife and you have a king, you have a husband that you trust to have your back and to be your covering, that you all went together in this and you said, husband, this is what I'm feeling from God.
I had to learn that. I had to learn how to, and I'm just going to be honest, when I left my job, and you know how they give you a little going away party and you come up and you say your final words. The main thing, what I said to my coworkers was, I just want to be a better wife, and I want to be a better mother. That was it. I didn't have nothing else in store. I said, I want to get up in the morning and see my children go to school, because I'm 34 years old, but I've been working since I was 17 in the Army, and then I had some other in and out, you know, some other jobs here, you know, good jobs. And in between all those jobs, I had my two children, got married, and so I've always been a worker. And my mindset was, I got to take care of my children. I got to take care of my children. And in between me doing all that working, I also had got married to my husband. And so I was so used to always doing things kind of on my own, and I'm independent, and I got it. I had to learn to let my husband be the head of my house and, you know, understand what the whole submissive thing was. Like, I ain't submitting to, you know, it's not like that. You know, I have to listen to what my husband say. And we do this thing together. So I had to learn that. I had to learn. And that was why I quit. I wanted to be better connected with my husband. I wanted to be better connected with my children. You know, I was getting up early mornings, so I wouldn't even see my children go to school in the morning. And I had a physical location here where I had a shoe boutique and everything. Wasn't seeing my children when they got home from school. Wasn't seeing my husband as much as I would have liked to have seen him. And when I made, when we finally came together and made the decision, and we prayed about it, I said, okay, this is really okay. This is right. I know it's right. It feels right. It is right. So when I said my going away, I said, I just want to be a better wife, and I want to be a better mother. That was it. And, you know, me being married, I'm still learning. But in that, you know, I learned to you know, listen to my husband when he giving me advice, because I was so used to everything being Sharissa. I got to fend for myself and, you know, my daughter. I got to make sure that we good. And now I have this other being that loves me, and now I have to learn to let him take that lead when it comes to our home. And I'm still learning. But I, you know, when he said that, and my husband believes in everything that I do, he is very supportive. I always thank God and I thank my husband. Because I'm like, you know what? He pushes me to my limit. You know, he even when I'm feeling a little shaky sometimes and I'm like, and I'm ready. Or when I feel overwhelmed, he always comes and says the right thing to me to kind of give me that extra, you know, push. Like, you got it. You can do this, you know. So he's always on my team. And, you know, I appreciate him for that. And I think that, you know, being a young married couple, you know, there's a lot that we have to learn. I'm still learning, you know. I try to take the advice of my pastor and my first lady and, you know, listen to the things that they're teaching us when we do our family lessons and things like that. And it's needed, and I need it. For me, I need it. And
amen.
I love it. I love where we're going. I love where we're at. I believe, you know, I just believe that if you just put God first in whatever you do, whether it's your marriage, your business, your friendships, your anything, if you put him first, then everything else will kind of fall into place. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
yes,
and all these things shall be added unto you.
Got it.
So, yeah, that's word, that when you get things in perspective according to the kingdom and you're seeking the kingdom and you're seeking to please the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, everything
mm-hmm.
else will fall in place, And I think what you shared is going to help even those who called in and maybe wanted to hear about Sarissa, but to speak to that regarding marriage and the importance of allowing that man to be the man, especially if you've been independent and you've been handling things on your own and I can handle this. But then God allows you to be the rib to that man who God has placed in your life to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of step back and shut up and calm down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To let him really take his role to be the king in your household. So.
and with Sarissa, I really don't even know where it's going to take me, to be honest. You know, I feel that, you know, even with me doing this radio segment with you, is just opening me up because I kind of like to be to myself a bit, but I still like to give all that I know to people. I don't know, it's weird, but I said, because when you inbox, I said, oh, Lord, I don't know if I want to do this because I know I'm getting nervous, but I said, you know what, God, you never know, you know, I just never know what may come from this, not to even try to get bigger or anything like that, but somebody may hear it. Somebody may want to know what made me do, you know, Sarissa, or, you know, what made you get to where you at. And, you know, I've come from a lot of bad situations, and all of my bad situations have always, how do I want to say it, I always just remain like, okay, keep God in the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Even when I wasn't in church or when I wasn't saved or anything, I knew that there was a God. I knew that there was something out there that I knew I could go to help me through these types of situations. But, you know, it's a blessing. But so, Sarissa, I don't know where it's going to take me, honestly. I get all kind of questions. You know, where you, I don't know, wherever God takes me, I'm with it, you know, and I kind of just go with the flow. Wherever door opens to me, I walk into it, you know, and that's how I live it daily. Whatever you want to send me, God, I'm at that point in my life where I feel okay, I'm ready to go, because there have been many opportunities that have come my way and I've just turned down because of the fear that was, and that's our biggest enemy right there. Fear will cripple you. Fear will have you in a place that will just have you all bound up. You know, you just really be like, okay, let go of the fear and just really walk into, you know, what God has for you. You just never know. Sometimes you got to just take those first steps. And that's really what I did with Sarissa. So it can be with whatever somebody out there wants to do. Do it. Don't worry about what folks say. I had to get past that too. Don't worry about what people, you stay true to yourself and you believe in what you do, and I believe in everything that I do with Sarissa, every skirt that I make, every needle that I break, anything, everything that I do, I believe in it. And when you believe in it and you put it out there to the people, then guess what? They're going to gravitate right to that. They okay, she believe in her. Okay, let me see what she's talking about. Let me see what she making today. You see what I'm saying? Like, people just flock to that.
Yep.
They need to know that, okay, you standing firm on Sorissa. If nobody else got Sorissa, Sharissa has Sorissa. And people just like for you to be real. People like for you to be upfront. And I get that a lot when people inbox me. Oh, what do you think about this? Well, to be honest, you know, I that's just how I am. But let's try it this way. Let's do it this way. And people like that. They'll tell me, oh, I thank you for your honesty. I'm never the one to beat around the bush. I don't do that. Just, this is what it is. This is. I think you should try it this way. I love Sorissa. I like getting up in the morning, going on there and checking my messages and just seeing all the nice comments people say and how they found me through, I don't even know how, through other sewing pages, my tutorials that people have used that have brought in a whole swarm of new people. And, you know, I'm grateful for it. I'm really humbled by it. So.
You talked about fear and how often fear has crippled us, and I say us because even with where I am and with what I do, much like you, I have a husband, recent husband. We're still newlyweds. We got married a couple months ago, but from the time we were married, and I know that it'll continue. He's been my greatest cheerleader. He is the
That's
king
right.
of our home. He is my best friend. He is my lover. He's my man. And I'm not going to take anything for it, but he will push me and promote what I do because he sees what I do as an extension of who he is.
Right.
And then, you talk about fear. The word tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I think when we've allowed fear to cripple us, we have to really check ourselves to make sure that we have soundness of mind and know who God is in our lives.
Right, that's absolutely right, yes. Because when you know who you are, then, you still humble. But at the same time, you got that confidence in you. You get what I'm saying? I'm very humble by everything. But I know on the inside who's leading me. I'm confident in that. And me knowing that, it's eliminating my fear. Okay, I know God has me regardless. I know that my husband is going to be right by my side. My children, they believe in me. So I know this, and I'm going to walk in this. And I'm going to do this, and I know, like we said, we're talking about, my sewing journey. Even with that, I've had some people, I don't like that, I don't like the search you made. That's fine. You may not like it, the viewer, but I do. I believe in the work that I produce. I believe in that. Because that was my thing. What if they don't like what I make? They may like this skirt, but they're not going to like this. I've always been real different. I've always been like that. I'm like, okay, well, what if they don't like that? And now I'm over that. I'm at this place where I'm okay if you like it or you don't, because I know who is God in everything that I do. I don't take it for granted. I love it. It's an experience, and I'm just riding the journey, honestly. I'm like, okay, God, you working. I'm like, okay, God, you doing it, okay. And I love it. I love where I'm going. I love where I'm at, and I love where I came from, And when I think about the place where I came from, it keeps me grounded to where I'm at now, and it gets me excited about what lies in my future. So, I tell my husband, I said, God always gives his strongest battles to his strong soldiers. The hardest battles he be giving to the strongest. We never, It's such a cliche statement, you know, he won't put more on you than you can bear. We hear it all the time, but it really is true. We think that we can never get through certain situations. I mean, we be feeling down and out, but then guess what? We do come out of it. And then we look back and like, I don't know how I did. You know, because you got God on the inside of you. We are, like you said, we are more than conquerors. You know, if God is in us, we have the authority to speak over our life. He has given that to us. We got
absolutely.
It. So I'm learning that. I've learned that, and I speak that into my life, over my husband's life, my children's life. I believe that. So, you know, I've learned that everything is the same. If you keep God first in whatever you do, it cannot go wrong. If it's ordained by God, Can't nobody shut you up. Can't nobody close no door. Can't nobody do nothing. It is what it is, because guess what? God did it, not man. And that's where I believe I'm at right now with this whole sewing journey. It blows my mind. It literally do. I woke up one morning, and, I mean, I had, like, almost 200 new likes within a day. I'm like, where are these people coming from? You know, it is amazing to me. I'm like, okay, God, that ain't nobody but God. Somebody had just wrote on my page, I want to say yesterday, and I have put a statement up. I don't know. I think it was just saying, like, I was excited about getting back sewing because I had took, like, a week off just to kind of relax. Like,
yeah, you took a week off, yeah.
Yes, I was sewing nonstop since after Christmas break. So I've been on it. I mean, running my machine. And so I have put on my page, you know, I was back up and I was ready, you know, excited about sewing again, and I was doing some fabric shopping. And so a follower, she wrote on there, you know, if you don't mind me asking, how did you get, you know, where you at? It was something to that effect. Like, how do you get?
Yeah,
so
she was asking you, how did you get your following, because she was a sewer.
Yes.
I read that.
Yes, and I'm like, you know what? That's God light shining in my life. It ain't nothing of my doing. Yeah. And I do believe faith without work is dead. So I do put my work out there. Don't get me wrong. I do, you know, every skirt that I do or customers that send me their pictures in, I do post it. But people are talking about me. Like, and I'm not saying that to toot my horn. Like, I can go on certain things and I just see what people are saying. And sometimes I don't even comment. I just be blown away, like, wow. You know what I'm saying? And like my husband say, you never know who's watching you. You never know who's looking at you. You are living a life that people want to, you know, they want to get to. People want to show. People that's been showing way longer than I have want to know how are you selling stuff? How are you getting your page? Like, you know, that's God. That ain't Sharissa. That's God. I ain't know what.
Amen.
You know, I haven't done anything different from when I started the page, the Soulista page, to what I've done now. It's the exact same thing. Nothing different that I've done, you know, and it's opening me up. People are talking. You know, word of mouth is something. You know, your reputation is something. So, you know, I try to be real all the time, whether,
amen,
you know, on the page, in my regular life, I'm just who I am. I'm silly. I like to have fun. I know when to get serious. You know, that's just who I am. So, yeah, when she wrote that, I was just like, girl, that's God's life. That ain't got nothing to do with it. That it don't have anything to do with me. And like I told her, it doesn't. When you yourself, people will see that. You have to put your stuff out there. When people, and don't try to be like nobody else. Like, I'm not trying to be like the lady that inspired me to sew. I'm not like her. She's great in her own way. I want to be great in my own way, however God wants it to be for me. So that's what I told her. Hey, just be you. And I said, let God lead, and then you follow. Wherever he takes you, then you go behind that, you know. So it's
amazing.
And
that's important, you know, Sarissa. It's important, but you made the statement that when you know it's God, nothing and no one can stop you.
Right.
But I need to add this, because nothing can, but you can stop yourself. And I think for many people listening on tonight, and those who will log into the archives, you've got to stop being your enemy. your biggest enemy is within, and that's got to stop. That's just got to stop. I tell people all the time, you know, when we do empowerment, you know, they talk about the devil, the enemy. And I said, stop talking about yourself. Because I tell people all the time, the enemy is your inner me.
That's right.
Because you had to hear something that allowed you to think something. And because of what you thought, then you acted upon that. And all of that started because of a seed that was planted in you.
That's right. Girl, I got to use that. All right. I like that. Because it is the truth.
Stop talking about what the enemy is.
Yeah, that was awesome. I want to be always in like this good space. I think when you think positive, you act positive. You know, all this negative Nancy type attitude, that stuff has to leave, because guess what? That sets the tone for your day. You know, you waking up a certain way, that's how your day is. If you start off, you know, talking to God, you know, your day is good. You know, your day, what you think is what's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking this is what it is, then that's what it is going to be. So if I always in this, you know, this dark and dead place and nothing is never going right and woe is me, then that's what you're going to be like. But if you want to live in the light and you want to be this positive person, I'm learning. And I had to get like that because I was like that before. Oh, nothing goes right, you know. And sometimes you are absolutely right. You got to check your own self. If you don't check yourself, then you'll find yourself thinking like that. Oh, because, you know, that's our flesh. Our flesh, you know, we always got to have. We always got to be thinking the way God would want us to think. So for me, I try to stay in this good space. I try to stay positive, even when I know the situation ain't looking right. There are bad things that do happen to good people. That's just life. But it's how we handle it. That determines the outcome.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? So I've learned to just, Charissa, you just stay positive. You just stay in this space and... Not because I'm thinking like, you know, like nothing can't just go wrong, because things do happen. But I choose to just, okay, God, you know, I know you got this. And I really do think like that now. And before I used to say that and really, you know, because, you know, when you're behind closed doors, it's totally different versus what you could tell somebody else until you get into that situation. And... now I do exactly that. If I say it, this is exactly what it is. And so I think I try to just remain positive. I think positive because that's the output that's going to come out. You get what I'm saying? That's what it's going to be.
You
can't think negatively.
Yeah. The word tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
So,
you know, again, that's a reflective moment, that if your heart ain't right, then what you're coming out of your mouth with ain't right. You almost have to have a daily affirmation and use the word and say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that need to happen like when you step up out of your bed, so that you can ensure that you will have a day that's designed by Him, that your motive is focused on Him, that your words are reflective of Him being glorified through you. And
that's right.
Because of that, that's why you are who you are today. Not because of any good that you've done, but because of the good that He's doing through you, where Jesus already paid the price for that.
That's right. So and I'm glad you say that, because guess what? He did pay the price for me and for anyone listening, for you. So why am I carrying all this burden when he already paid the price? So the things that we go through, I'm like, I give it to God. Okay, cast my cares upon Him. I give it to God. I want to have joy. I'm gonna let God handle the things that I cannot control. And when I started thinking like that, then a lot of the things in my life started changing. Me not being sick, you know, me just having a good, happy life. And that, you know, God wants us to have a good life. I know he wouldn't want us on this earth just bound up and, you know, not walking into our gifts like we should be. I mean, all these things. And I'm serious. It was like a big aha moment for me. Because, I mean, I've been going to church, you know, and I wasn't raised in the church or anything like that. Like, I'm telling you, I was a downright hot mess. And God really came in and changed my life. So I wasn't one that grew up in the church and knew all the church things to do and say and all of that. So the things that I say, it's from my own experience and what I know that God has done for me. This is not a joke for me. So, you know, God is faithful. That's one thing. God is faithful. God is true. And he shows his love towards me daily. He shows me things, you know, he gives me visions daily, just different things. And when I wake up in the morning, I just say, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm like, thank you, God, you know, because, number one, I didn't have to wake up to see another day. He could have took me up out of here. And I just thank God for my life. I thank God for what he is doing right now. And when I start to think like that and act like that, and be that, and tell other people that they can do the exact same thing, I literally mean that. Because, you know, sometimes people will tell you something just to be telling you something. No. I believe that you can have a good life if you want that, but you have to speak it. You have to speak, you know, speak it to yourself. Like, okay, today I'm gonna have a good day. You have to change. We have to change our mindsets about things. Because, you know, we're living in this time where there's a lot of bad things going on, and it just have us all toiling. Is there a God? And, you know, it's a lot going on, even on the social networks where people questioning it about God and, you know, and our religion and, you know, our walk with God and is he real and all, because of all the stuff that's going on. But we have to change our mindset. We have to be the man for God. We have to tell people, no, God is real, and this is how, you know, all of us are evangelists. We all can tell people of his goodness because of the things that he's done in our own life. And I try to do that in anything that I do, whether it's on my own personal page or my Sarissa page, to my own family when I'm talking to my children or my husband. I just try to be, optimistic, and I try to be, I always try, how I tell people, and this is like my motto, I live in the overflow. I don't even think about looking at the glass half full. No. I live in the overflow. That's how I live. Because I know God got me. I know it. It's too much that I can really talk about. And it's so much that I could talk about the things that he, you know, that I've seen him work in my life. It's just too much for me not to, there is a God. He is there. So, you know, even this experience, this is humbling. This is great to me. I've never done nothing like this before. But, you know, I got rid of the fear, and I said, I'm going to do it because I never know who may be listening. I may think it won't touch anybody, but it may do. So why not, Sarissa? That's how my mindset is. Like, okay, no, go ahead and do it. Why not? So it's a blessing. Amen. And, you know, whatever God has for me in regards to my sewing, I'm okay with that. Even if I don't go no further than where I am at, then I'm okay with that because I did what he told me to do. And that was to showcase what I've done and tell people about it. You know, there's no hidden secrets in sewing. Whatever I learn, I'm going to share it to the people that also like to sew with me. You get what I'm saying? Don't share it with parents. Share what you have to the people. Whether it's sewing, about God, love, patience, your marriage, you, whatever, you know, share it because it's going to help people in the long run. And that's ultimately what I really wanted to do with the Soul Rista page. I just want to tell about my journey and show you guys some nice skirts and share any secrets that I made, that I've learned. You know, that was my whole thing. It wasn't about trying to sell anything or be on the radio or any other things that I got people, you know, that are asking me to do. So I know that this is nothing but God. This right here is ordained, and I'm happy about it.
Amen. I'm happy about it too. I certainly am. I am happy I'm happy about what God is doing, and I'm grateful. I think last year there was a segment that I did about the underdog. And, you know, when mm-hmm. you were sharing about how there's a lot of things that you've gone through in your life, a lot of people may mm-hmm. have looked at you and said, oh, that's just Sarissa. You know, I might have dismissed you yep. and overlooked you, but now mm-hmm. look at what God has done.
Yes,
because
and I'm grateful.
You endured like a good mm-hmm. soldier, and because you gave him praise in the midst of every situation, now mm-hmm. it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's what blows my mind. I'm telling you, it blows my mind. I'm telling you, when I see certain things, when I see the nice comments people say, or, I mean, it's literally almost bringing me in tears now, because I'm like, I was a wretch undone. God is so faithful to me. God is real in my life. He has done so much for me. And
glory.
I can't keep it to myself. I can't. So why keep that and not tell people about what he has done for me? I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I'm telling you, I was a wreck. And I'm nowhere near perfect. None of us are, or we wouldn't be here. You know,
that's
we
right.
all still have a daily walk. Every day I say, God, you know, continue to work in my life. I don't ever want him to, I don't ever want to be out of the will of God. I don't ever want to be,
amen,
you know, just out here doing my own thing. Any and everything that I do, I want it to be ordained.
It's about
by
him. Amen. Well, we're down to a couple minutes. Sarissa,
yes.
Tell people how they can find you on Facebook or on YouTube. Tell people how they can find you.
Okay. Well, you guys, if you're on Facebook, and if you go to that search button up there, all you got to do is type Sew, S-E-W, and Rissa, R-I-S-S-A. And you guys can just click like. I'm on there every day, and I talk to everybody. And you can also just friend request me. I don't deny anybody. So you can friend request me. My name is Sarissa Myers, C-H-A-R-I-S-S-A, last name M-Y-E-R-S. And I'm on there every day. So that's how you guys can get in contact with me. I don't have a YouTube page yet, but that's in the making. And that's how you guys can get in contact with me. So hit me up, inbox me, and I will definitely, you know, return your request.
Amen. Well, I want to be a blessing to those listening on tonight. So when we go off the air, the first person who shares a comment about, what was the first, what was the color of the first skirt you made for somebody, Sarissa?
It was red. The very first skirt I ever made
was red. So for that listener who is listening and the first one to go on the link after I post it on her page and you answer the question or just put the right word will be red, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to allow you to contact her. She make you a skirt, and I'm going to pay for it.
Oh, wow. Amen. We're going to work it out.
Amen. So we're
yes,
going to do that.
That's
my
great.
Sister, thank you so
yes,
much
great.
For your time tonight. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared. I'm going to just pray this prayer, God, that you would right now in the name of Jesus continue to cover this woman of God, continue to cover her hands, the ministry that you've given her in sewing. God, we ask that you would bless it. God, we ask that you would enlarge her territory. Oh, God, we thank you that every hindrance now is torn down, God, that she would be able to flow and fly high, God. In the name of Jesus, bless the listening audience, oh, God, someone who may have had a vision, an idea, a plan that was afraid. God, empower them now that they will move from that place and do what it is that you've called them to do. God, we thank you for this, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, as always, you know when we close out Empowerment Place, what we encourage you to do is to empower yourself. Do something every day to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We thank you so much for those who called in and those who are on the line for joining us tonight. And Sharissa, again, I thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. God bless you. And if you ever need this platform again, you give me a call, you let me know, and we'll make it happen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
God bless you.